Yeah.
Secretary Rogers.
Yeah. Good morning, Mr. President.
Hi, Bill. I'll be calling you a little later on that other matter, because when we see what time we can clear.
Okay.
But I just finished that breakfast, you know, with the legislative leaders. I talked to Mike and Hugh Scott afterwards. Their major interest, of course, apart from just winding up the session, which they have hopes they might even get through this week, I think probably the middle of next week. But in any event, their major interest is naturally in Pakistan. I told Mike and Hugh that I talked to you after we met this afternoon, and that you might be able to give them a little rundown, because they think that we're doing what is right. They start with this proposition, as Mike says. He says stay out of it. He says take a neutral position. Second, they feel that the UN position, which is overwhelmingly supportive of our resolution and against the Indian position, something that is a new element in the matter, and shifts the debate considerably from where it was previously, where it was primarily pro-Indian. The other point is that several of them raise the point of aid. They say that if a country continues military action after an overwhelming UN resolution, that the idea of aid is going to be very dimly looked upon up in the House and the Senate. But in any event, I'll talk to you later about it.
All right.
Bye.
I might give them a call if you think it's wise to offer to see them.
Yeah. All right.
Call Mike and
Hugh? Yeah, I would call both Mike and Hugh. Now, they have a vote today on Powell, they think that's going to be unanimous. Rehnquist, of course, not unanimous, but it'll be favorable. So you might give them a call. The House leaders went up to the McCormick funeral. Pat went up, incidentally, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you might give them a call and set it up. But I would set it up after 4 o'clock, perhaps. Okay?
Fine.
Fine.
Thank you, Mr.
Fine. We'll call you later.
Good. Bye.